And I'm joined here in the studio this morning with Suzanne V.A. Smith and on the phone with Erica Merklin calling from Juneau. So good morning.
Good morning, Erica. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, everyone.
Well, thank you for calling in during your travels. Erica, what we would like to talk about today is the Lynn Canal Food Web. And I would like you to explain what it is, what its goals are, and how and why it started.
Yeah. Okay. Well, first, thanks for having me on. And I am always excited to talk about the Lynn Canal Food Web. Basically, it really started with the Victory Garden, essentially, when the Victory Garden's going into its fifth year. But when I started that project, it really became evident that there's just so many different components of the food system that were lacking, I'll just say. And so at that point, I was also involved with Alaska Food Policy Council's efforts to create a 10-year Alaska Food Strategy Plan. And so that stemmed from this Food Strategy Task Force that they created. And so I was involved with that as a regional node and did some community asset mapping. And one of the big things that came out of that is that we need more local organization and a website to house all of the information. So I was lucky enough to receive funding through the Southeast Alaska Sustainability Strategy to create the Lynn Canal Food Web. And so to that end, I have created a website with Samantha Clay. And so the website is the Lynn Canal, it's lynncanalfoodweb.org. And yeah, so some of our goals, really to become better organized, develop more local and regional partnerships, utilize our local assets more efficiently, and fund gaps in our local food system for long-term resilience. So kind of in a nutshell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you speak to what our local assets are?
Ooh, well, I did do some local asset mapping.
Okay.
And so I've got, you know, probably a 4-page list, which includes not just physical infrastructure, but also, you know, a lot of our community assets are people.
Okay.
And so that's, you know, pretty lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
Nothing I'd be able to just list out, but I would encourage people, we're going to be revisiting that again, excuse me, at our spring gathering. So one of the things that I've done with the Lynn Canal Food Web is to have spring and fall gatherings.
Okay.
And this year it's going to be on April 20th at the Senior Center from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we're going to have a catered lunch by Lauren McFunn. And that's an opportunity for anyone that's interested in the local food system to just come and get involved and talk to other people, talk about ways to connect or new projects that are developing. And for example, last year, last spring, Tracy Wyrath Cassidy and Mardell Gunn had an idea to do a local foods challenge. And so that was something
that
the Lynn Canal Food Web.
Yeah, it was great.
So that was the first annual. And we're going to be doing it again this year. And it's going to be even better. So, so we want to be supporting people with their ideas to help bring them to fruition.
Okay. I know when we talk about local food web and food security up here in Haines, it's often not an ideal place to have any livestock or and so we often talk about growing, you know, vegetables, berries, you know, fruit trees, things like that. Is it, you know, and people fish here, of course, subsistence, which hopefully is a cornerstone of a lot of people's diet. But is anybody involved that has some livestock? I mean, do people raise anything here for meat or? chicken?
They do. Okay. There's a farm out at 34 Mile called Seldom Seen Farm, and they raise chickens, and so they have chickens for sale throughout the summer. It's not year-round that they're doing that.
Are these chickens live chickens or dead chickens?
I mean, they're dead. They're dead okay. and frozen.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen them selling their chickens before at different farmers markets.
Okay. Huh. I have never seen them.
Yeah, you know who it is. It's Art and what's the other one's name?
Esther.
Art and Esther.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The cinnamon bun people.
The cinnamon bun. Right. The bread
Sorry.
People. Yeah.
Yep.
Art and Esther, I hope you're not. I know who you are. I just don't know your last name. So thank you for doing that. Okay. So who is active in this group, in the Lynn Canal Food Web, with you besides you? Do you have some key people that you work with? You mentioned Mardell, Tracy Wyrek Cassidy. Is there anybody else or any other organizations besides Talk Chinook and, is Chilkoot Indian Association or Chilkat Indian Village, any of those organizations involved?
Yeah. So as far as regional partnerships, the Lynn Canal Food Web was developed in partnership with Tlingit Haida. That's where the grant funding came. There's a pass through Tlingit Haida.
Okay.
So I continue to work with them. Then definitely Kluckwan. We've got some workshops planned for this summer for the Upper Valley, where we're going to be working together to either do them at Kluckwan ANS Hall or mm-hmm. at the Four Winds Resource Center.
Mm-hmm.
CIA, yes, I'm developing. We're working on, we've created a proposal, so we're going to wait and see what comes of that. So that's the very beginning stages, too, of developing, figuring out what are the next steps. And so... really, this is just being launched. Like the website was just created or finalized in this last month. But I'm also working with Rural Cap, which is a wonderful organization.
Mm-hmm.
They fund the Victory Garden, so we have a 3-year partnership with them, and they're funding the Victory Garden coordinator. Yeah,
that's important. That's really important.
Really, and it's just great to have that. 3 years worth of support and partnership development.
Now, are you also supplying some food and stuff to Head Start? Because
that's Rural Cap, yeah.
That's Rural Cap, yeah.
Yes. Well, let me just finish up by saying, with Rural Cap, the person that's taking on the Victory Garden this year is Sierra Thomas, so she's the coordinator, and I'm super-duper excited to have her on. She's just doing an amazing job. And also with Rural Cat, yes, I really want to make the connection to get food to the kids at Rural Cat and the families there, and also an opportunity to utilize some of the starts that we have available to bring to Rural Cat. So if anybody from Rural Cat is listening from Head Start, let's connect. Mm-hmm. I would love to see that happen. And then obviously Haynesboro, they've been most recently supportive of, the Victory Garden and moving forward with really trying to utilize that space out there for more community-focused efforts. And one project that we're just starting now is Alaska's part of the Regional Foods Business Center remote and islands region.
Okay.
And so we were lucky enough at the Four Winds Resource Center to be chosen as a small pilot project for, and the project goes through the end of September, and that is to develop a food hub.
Okay.
And so, Stacy Paulison is leading that effort, and we're hoping that we're going to be having a signed MOU with the Southeast Alaska Food Bank to become a satellite food bank. And so start getting that organized so we can bolster what the Salvation Army is already doing with, you know, becoming a satellite. So really excited about that project.
Well, great. Can I switch over to the Victory Garden and ask you, since it's been going for 5 years now, have you noticed any trends on what really does well and works best up there, up the highway, in terms of crops and produce and what doesn't? Or does it very much fluctuate year to year during, you know, as the conditions are so erratic up here?
Well, that's a really good question. And I'd say also it's site-specific to the Victory Garden. So some of the what we've realized with the Victory Garden is it's a very, very dense soil, very like clay-like soil. So things that don't grow well there are garlic, onions, and things that are just hard to penetrate.
Okay.
Surprisingly, our carrots do great, but our best crops are, we grow amazing cabbages. All the brassicas are fantastic. And same with, you know, our zucchini and peas and all of that. We did have difficulty the first year with our potatoes because we mounded them too much. So they were essentially growing in cement. Since we've amended the soil, we've had really, really good success with our potatoes. So, but then, you know, in other gardens in the Upper Valley, you can grow amazing garlic and onions. It's just a matter of the soil composition.
Yeah. Well, that is so interesting. I want to thank you for all your energy, not just for the food web, but for the Four Winds Resource Center. I mean, the old Mosquito Lake School, that is such a gem up there. And of course, it was the school was closed, but you lobbied everybody, got everybody on board. And it seems like it's very busy and a great center for people that live up the road. And you're always so open. You know, please come up. And it really is fascinating. So I wanted to thank you. Back to your spring event. What is the date again? It's coming up April.
Yes. So I'm really excited about this. It's just a great opportunity for anybody that's interested. It's going to be on Saturday, April 20th.
Okay.
From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Senior Center. Okay. And what I'm telling people is, come for all or part of it. Don't feel that you need to be there for the whole time, but there's going to be a delicious lunch served at noon, so I'd suggest, you know, showing up either before or after, right around that time. And and then the other thing I wanted to say too is that the Victory Garden meets every Sunday from 1 to 3, and everybody's welcome to come to that at any point throughout the season. And so then on the second Sundays, we're having what's called Sunday Funday. And so we'll be selling food and just having more activities. And this Sunday, Shelby Fleming is doing a gear swap.
Okay.
So this Sunday, the 14th, there's going to be a gear swap. Flyers are up around town.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I believe on Friday at the brewery, there's going to be an opportunity for people to drop gear off. So that'll be a great time for people to come to the Sunday Funday, get some new gear, plant some seeds, and just see everything we've got going on.
Great. Well, thank you so much. You know, Erica, I was going to talk to you a little bit more about how things are going up the highway with the season, but I know you've been traveling and you're on your way home. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I hope more snow's melted.
Yeah. Well, it's back and forth of spring. So I just want to thank you so much for fitting this in while you're traveling and highlighting especially the upcoming event on April 20th. Is there a charge for the lunch?
No.
Okay. Great.
No, it's free for everyone.
Okay.
It's our lure to get people to come.
Okay. Yeah, food works.
It works.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your travels, Erica. We'll see you.
Thank you.
We'll see you on the rebound.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Sounds great. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Sure.
All right. That's the Garden Conversation heard every...